As we mentioned, death penalty opponents from around the world have praised Governor Ryan for his actions to halt executions in Illinois and say that he's made an indelible imprint on the side of justice throughout the United States. But as the governor departs office on Monday, he may be remembered as much for a legacy of political corruption, NPR's David Shaper reports.
While Governor Ryan gets worldwide acclaim for his moratorium on executions, the reaction to it at home is much more mixed. It has angered prosecutors, families of murder victims, and what had been the Republican governor's conservative base. But University of Illinois law professor Francis Boyle says he and other anti-capital punishment activists will nominate Ryan for the Nobel Peace Prize.
My honest judgment is that during the past 3 years, Governor Ryan has done more effective work against the death penalty than all of us abolitionists here in the United States of America put together.
Boyle says what's most remarkable about Ryan's stand on the death penalty is that he himself is not an abolitionist. Indeed, as a conservative Republican stalwart for the last 35 years, Ryan has always supported the death penalty and is about as unlikely a candidate to lead the cause against executions as you can find in politics. Governor Ryan's reputation around the Illinois State Capitol is not that of someone who takes principled stands, but rather is that of the consummate deal maker.
He was old school, to put it in the most positive terms.
Terry Norton is executive director of the watchdog group, the Better Government Association.
He sees no problem with using government for your own personal purposes.
Shortly before Ryan was elected governor in 1998, the U.S. Attorney's Office began investigating employees in the office Ryan held then, Secretary of State. The probe, dubbed Operation Safe Road, found Ryan's employees selling commercial trucker's licenses to unqualified drivers for bribes and funneling the bribe money into Ryan's campaign fund. One trucker who obtained his license illegally was involved in a crash outside of Milwaukee in 1994 that killed 6 children. The probe grew over the last 4 years, leading to charges that Ryan's employees were under extreme pressure to raise money for his campaign, that campaign work was commonly performed on state time, that lucrative contracts and leases were doled out to friends and cronies of Ryan in exchange for vacations, favors, and cash, and that there were concerted efforts to cover it all up. Again, Terry Norton of the Better Government Association.
Clearly, he presided over a Secretary of State's office that was corrupt from top to bottom.
In all, 51 people have been convicted in the 4-year-long corruption probe. And this week, jury selection began in the fraud and racketeering trial of Ryan's longtime chief of staff and campaign manager. The scandal helped Democrats sweep all but one statewide office in last fall's elections. Ryan chose not to run for a second term, and Illinois Republicans have now lost their 26-year stronghold on the governor's office. Norton and other observers say they believe it's only a matter of time before Governor Ryan himself is indicted. Paul Green, director of the Public Policy Institute at Chicago's Roosevelt University, says this creates a most unusual situation.
A man who could be talked about being indicted in one hand and being recommended or nominated for the Nobel Prize on the other, that seldom, if ever, has happened. And I think that is symbolic of the topsy-turvy kind of 4 years that Mr. Ryan has sometimes enjoyed, sometimes not enjoyed, as being governor.
Green says in many ways Ryan was effective in office. He became the first U.S. governor to visit Cuba, bringing humanitarian aid and opening up economic opportunities. He worked successfully with Democrats and Republicans to fund a $12 billion public works and infrastructure improvement program called Illinois First. But what some are calling the schizophrenia between the good George Ryan and the bad George Ryan continues up to his last day in office. While considering clemency for death row inmates, he has also been hastily appointing friends, supporters, and staffers to high-paying positions on state boards and commissions that Illinois' new governor won't be able to remove for several more years. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.